Good afternoon, friends, and welcome to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, where we play the roots rock, the country, all the good stuff. We're here every Thursday night, and as of late, we are pre-recorded once again, but thanks for being here. My name is Jeff, your host, here till 8 o'clock. Hopefully, you'll stick around and enjoy yourself. You might as well surf on over to our website if you do, steelbeltedradio.com, and find out what we've been up to, or you can go to umfm.com. and click on the current playlist up at the top of the page while we're airing live, or you can find the show and find the playlists and the podcasts and all kinds of stuff there as well. A couple of big things to talk about today. We're going to pay tribute a little bit later to the late, great Merle Haggard. Man, oh man, when I heard that news, my heart just about stopped. I couldn't believe it. Merle Haggard died, age 79, on his birthday, for goodness sake. That is a huge loss. We're gonna pay tribute to that great man coming up later in the show. A couple of big shows coming up, though, we got to talk about, including one tonight. I got to waste no more time. If you haven't made your plans, I am going to work real hard to convince you to get on down to the West End Culture Center tonight at 8 o'clock. Unbelievable star-studded show. Our pal Corin Raymond is back in town. He's bringing along Brian Kobayakawa, who's an incredible bass player, and that'll be good enough. But he's also bringing along Jonathan Bird from North Carolina, who is just an outstanding songwriter, a great storyteller, and just an all-around good dude. He is just an unbelievable writer. I'm going to play some of his songs that are going to knock you out. Now, Jonathan is bringing along his guitar player, Johnny Wakin, who is just absolutely incredible. Wait till you hear this guy. And as if that weren't enough, they've assembled a local R-Star band for one night only. This band will not be playing anywhere else, probably anytime else, but tonight at the West End Cultural Center. It features Joanna Miller on drums, Jay Nowicki is going to make an appearance, and Andrina Turen and Alexa Dirks of Shikimin are coming along to sing harmonies. It is going to be an incredible thing tonight at the West End Cultural Center. Get on down there, 8 o'clock. You will not be sorry if you do, but you will be incredibly sorry if you don't. Let's start off with a few from Jonathan Bird. This guy is just outstanding, and we're going to pull out the big guns and play some great songs. The first album of his that I got, and the one that really hooked me, is an album called The Law and the Lonesome, and there are some great, great story songs on there, including this one, a powerful song called Diana Jones. This is Jonathan Bird playing tonight at the West End Cultural Center. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Diana was a Cherokee, pretty as you'd ever see, with blue eyes and long black hair, and a wild streak from here to there. And reservation life was slow, so she packed her bags to go. Moved to Georgia and took the name Diana Jones. Diana ran the Dewdrop Inn, wily as a mountain cat, and kept a room behind the bar for any man who needed that. And people talk about her still, how she'd take a $20 bill and ride across Jackson's face, Diana Jones. She brought all the gold in Georgia back shining, 20 bucks at a time. And Harlan wore the badge in town, he was always hanging round. But ever since Diana died, you hardly see him on this side. His wife used to come for him and drag him out of the Dewdrop Inn. It wasn't fit for a family man to know Diana Jones. Diana made the front page news the night she went out on the loose, a heartbroken with a gun in her hand, and in love with a married man. Neighbors called the station scared, Harlan had to go down there, and something went wrong somewhere for Diana Jones. But she brought all the $20 at a time. Knows what happened then between Diana and five armed men. Shots were fired and words were said. Two men and Diana dead. And things went on the way they do. The papers filled with other news. The Wild died in Harlan too, with Diana Jones. I've only seen him one time since he come into the Dewdrop Inn and bought all the old boys around and went to lay his money down. Gave a $20 bill a kiss and said, I hate to part with this. And right across Jackson's face said, Diana, she brought all the gold in Georgia back shining, $20 at a time. It was Father's Day the last time I saw him alive. He was living up in Rockwell with his third wife. And we took him to the Outback, as that was the place that he could eat a steak and still watch the race. And he thought Richard Petty walked 2 inches off the ground. And I thought that that was dumb back then, but I don't now. A man needs a hero, and he was mine. I couldn't see it then, but some things take time. If I could sing this song for him today, he'd say, son, did you ever learn Amazing Grace? As he could never give a compliment, but I'd tell him that I loved him anyway. And I'd say, Happy Father's Day. He had a lot of bad habits, and I get that from him. He smoked Salem by the carton, and they did him in. I can't help but think about those 4 heart attacks every time I see a pack, and I wish it held me back. And I remember him so drunk that he couldn't see, but he never laid a blind and angry hand on me. And he died in South Carolina, where he'd paid his way to rebuild a stranger's home after a hurricane. If I could sing this song for him today, he'd say, son, did you ever learn Amazing Grace? He could never give a compliment, but I'd tell him that I loved him anyway. And I'd say, Happy Father's Day. But 2 Father's Days ago, I went to see him. It was me and my brother in a cold mausoleum. And we took 2 chairs and 2 guitars and spent the day can bet I played Amazing Grace. If I could sing this song for him today, he'd say, son, did you ever learn Amazing Grace? And I'd say, yes, sir, and I'd sing it, and I'd tell him that I missed him every day. And by the way, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Richard Gray. Happy Father's Day.
To keep your Kenworth running strong for regional bulk hauling logs, air suspension gives a nice soft ride. The fairing's got a toolbox inside. Piano hinge doors stay quiet and square, and that huck bolted cab ain't going nowhere. It's 600 horses charging straight and true, and it's aerodynamic to save you fuel. If you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Said if you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Picture a semi in your mind. Flat nose grill, red oval sign. The classic looking semi, it was defined by the Peterbilt, the 389. The new model's got a slope grill hood that lets you see the road real good. If you like that, well, that's just fine. But me, I drive a 389. If you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. If you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Breaking haulers go by many names. They're all a little different, but one thing's the same. Whether Sterling, Mac, or Western Star, a big rig brought it to where you are. If it's Freightliner, Eagle, Volvo, or Ford, Playboy mud flaps, or baby on board, hauling solid gold or a load of manure, a big truck brought it, you can be sure. If you got it, big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. But if you got it, a big truck brought it. If you want it, there's a big truck on it. Said if you want it, there's a big truck on it.
This is Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
I'm hard on my body, I'm hard on my bones. I'm hard on every tool I own. Hard of hearing, I'm hard of taste. Getting all my teeth replaced, I'm hard on every tool I use. I strip the drivers and the screws. I'm hard on my soles, hard on my heels. Hard on tires, I'm hard on wheels. Hard on clutches, I'm hard on brakes. I'm hardest on my own mistakes, and my suspension needs new springs, 'cause I'm hard on things. Yeah, I'm hard on things. I'm hard on things. I'm hard on boots, hard on gloves. hard on all the ones I love. I'm hard on hearts, I'm hard on flings. I'm hardest on the sweetest things. I've worn out 2 gold wedding rings, 'cause I'm hard on things. And I may be right and I might be wrong. It's hard to put that in a song. It's hard to make this Gibson sing. Whenever I try, I break the strings, 'cause I'm hard on things. You understand me? I'm hard on things. I'm hard on everything. Cause it's hard to care for someone you love who's hardly there. I'm hard on my wallet, I'm hard for cash. I go hard until I crash. I'm hard on my liver, it's hard on my head. It's hard to sleep when I lie in bed with the nightmares the morning brings. I'm hard on things. Fight like dogs most of the time. I hear 'em through the walls of mine. They must be deaf the way they shout things I would rather not know about. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe they're stoned. Maybe they can't leave well enough alone. There's not much I can do. I don't care who did what to who. I just walk across, turn the TV up. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. 'Cause they don't know what they've got. It's been so long they forgot. What lonely is, what lonely does, or just how lonesome, lonesome was. It's been so long since I got dressed for anyone but myself. Little Chinese food, paper cup. Wish I was in love. Woo-hoo. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Thank you.
Be good to each other, be kind tonight. Just hold your baby, hold them tight. Get on your knees and apologize. It don't matter who's wrong or right. Love is precious, it's precious like gold. And all I've got is this remote control. Flipping through the channels, same old stuff. I wish I was in love. Understand me? I wish I was in love. Woo-hoo. I wish I was in love. I wish I was in love. Let me say it one more time. I wish I was in love.
A couple of great ones there from Corin Raymond. That's from the album There Will Always Be a Small Time. Great song called I Wish I Was in Love. Before that, from his brand new record, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams, we heard a song co-written by Winnipeg's own RV, Hard on Things. RV Rob Vermeer also wrote the song we heard before that, A Big Truck Brought It. That was rendered by Jonathan Bird off his album, You Can't Outrun the Radio. That was recorded here in Manitoba, along with a cast of Winnipeg All-Stars, and that just makes it an extra amazing album. Before that, we heard something recorded at Ken Whiteley's house in Toronto, actually. From the album Cackalack, we heard a powerful song called Father's Day about Jonathan's own dear old dad. And we heard the song Diana Jones off The Law and the Lonesome, and Corin Raymond and Jonathan Bird in town tonight. There's still time to get down there, and you really, really should. Here's something else that's going on. Coming up this weekend, all weekend actually, at the Concert Hall, it's a tribute to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and it features that Art of Noise ensemble and a bunch of special guests, but the ones that are most interesting to us are our pals Craig Northey of The Odds and Andy Mays of The Skydiggers making appearances at this thing on the weekend. That'll be pretty great. Why don't we hear a little bit of, well, see if you can spot the Beatles' influences in these ones. Why don't we? Let's start off with a song from Skydiggers' big album. Is it their best album? Probably. It's certainly one of the most essential, that's for sure. Required Canadian listening. From the album Restless, these are the Skydiggers. You're listening to Steel Belt the Radio.
Now you don't know what to do. a life another oxymorons and work so hard to get to where you don't want to be. Took a long time to get to I don't care, but I'm there. Took a long time to get to I don't care. See where? Took a long time to get to I don't care, but I'm finally there. Driving, driving to the heart of the hurt. Took a long time to do my love.
Stick around, folks. Steel Belted Radio will return after a couple of these.